Titus chapter 3. Remind them to be subja, CT to governors and powers, to obey rulers, to be ready to do every good work, to speak evil of no man, to not be brawlers, but gentle, showing all humil, ity to all men, because we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, erving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after the kindness and love of God, Savior towards man appeared, by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God might be careful to maintain good work. These things are good and profit. To men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogy, and contentions and strivings about the law, because they are unprofitable and vain. A man who is a heretic, teacher of false teachings, after the first and second warning rage, that he who is such is subverted, led astray, and sins condemned by himself. When I shall send Artemis to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me to Nicopolis, because I have determined to winter be diligent to bring Zenus the lawyer and loss on their journey, that they not be lacking anything. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they not be unfruitful. All who are with me salute you. Greet though, who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. Let it be.